The ESB decision to close two peat-burning power stations in the Midlands by the end of the year means that hundreds of workers are facing an uncertain future. The ESB stations are fuelled by peat harvested by Bordnamona staff. Kieran Mulvey is the Just Transition Commissioner for Bordnamona Workers, and he's in Tullamore today and joins us from there now. Thank you very much for taking our call today. So what is happening there today? You're meeting workers, is that right?
No, not today. I've been involved in meeting here in Tullamore over the last number of weeks, different groups involved in Bordnamona and visiting their sites. And I have a planned visit to the ESB sites on February 27th. So that has allowed me to meet with individual workers in the plants and with management and hear their concerns. Today's meeting is a meeting of the local enterprise officers, the IDA and EI, to establish what potential projects we could look at that would generate and sustain employment here in the Midland regions, particularly in the six counties involved in this project at the moment.
So you might tell us about those ideas in a moment, but your site visits, what are the workers saying to you? What are they most concerned about?
Well, first of all, there is an extraordinary and understandable shock at what has happened. The suddenness of it, Claire, it was expected in 2027, but now it has been brought forward because of the decision of Bord Pleanála not to grant planning permission to the ESB. So that has precipitated closure of a number of stations, which has in effect led to the closure overall of Bordnamona operations. So it's trying to deal with the issues that are of concern to workers here regarding redeployment, retraining, upskilling. There's a tremendous basis of skills that has been built up by Bordnamona over the years, and it's also looking at potential alternative enterprises that Bordnamona are engaged in at the moment and have plans for the future in which they can redeploy their workers to sustainable and good paying jobs.
Are these people though, these workers, they're mostly men in their 50s and older, is that right?
That would be the profile, but not exclusively so. There's a lot of employees in Bordnamona, I would imagine, from engaging with them, who are in their mid-40s, maybe late-30s, who are more on the engineering and other management side. But there is a particular age profile in Bordnamona where a considerable number of these workers will opt probably for pension and voluntary redundancy, depending on the circumstances, because they've already probably have 40-year service within Bordnamona and beyond.
And they're worried about their pension scheme, aren't they?
Well, there are two issues here in terms of Bordnamona and the pension scheme. I understand it's in good stead at the moment. I still have to get the figures on it. But the influx of a considerable number of employees into any pension scheme creates an issue of sustainability, how that is to be funded. So their concerns are very legitimate and they're very immediate. I will be meeting with the ICTU group of unions here in Tullamore on March the 2nd and their energy group within the Congress that includes the ESB. So I'll have a fair idea from that meeting of their key concerns, but I'm already getting those on the ground from individual workers.
So what are the ideas then you've been hearing about today when it comes to retraining and redeployment?
Well, there's a course going on in Enniscorthy at the moment for Bordnamona workers, which is oversubscribed, in specifically related to the retrofitting project that will be coming on stream probably in June of this year. Other issues that upgrading and upskilling the considerable experience and craft certification that Bordnamona workers have as fitters, train drivers, fabricators, etc., welders, electricians. So there is a wealth of experience within Bordnamona that maybe have to be redirected to other skills in light of technology developments that have come into manufacturing and light engineering industries. But what I've been doing today is scoping with the IDA and with EI and with the local enterprise officers what projects they have in mind that are either shovel or oven ready, so that we can look at these to create alternative employment opportunities and encourage further industry and enterprises into this region.
Kieran Mulvey, thank you for joining us from Tullamore today.